What's up, and welcome back to Tea and Conversations. I am Brian.
And I am Catania.
All right.
Yeah, so what are we talking about today, Brian?
We're going to jump into a tough subject. A lot of challenges people have with in-laws.
In-laws.
So this is going to be a very interesting.
Okay.
But yet, I think encouraging as well as insightful,
right,
conversation. So
yeah, you know what I was just sitting here thinking about when you talk about family, you know, even talking about in-laws, you know, family is a beautiful thing. You know, within a family there is comfort, safety, love, you know, support. You have families that you grow up with, like right. Your close brothers and sisters and your mom, your dad, you know, grandparents, whomever. And you have that close, you know, bond with your family. But then when you get married, then we have to understand that there should be a shift in the relationship. And sometimes that's kind of hard, you know, for people to do when they are so close, you know, in relationships with one another. Like you have a father who's diehard for a daughter, or a mom who's like crazy about the son about the mom. You know, just got all these family dynamics, you know, before you enter into a marriage. So one of the things when you're dealing with marriage and in-laws is pretty much understanding the placement and the role.
Right. The placement and the role.
Mm-hmm.
So placement. What is the placement?
I mean, when you are married, pretty much you have God and then you have your husband or your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like your spouse comes underneath. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times because of that strong bond and connection, we get confused with, you know, battling with, okay, I'm still in a close relationship with my mom, or I'm still in a close relationship with my father. But when you don't understand the proper role and the proper order, it causes friction in relationships. And it can cause friction in relationships, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what just came to mind when you were talking was, Genesis 2 and 24. And it's interesting because Adam and Eve, they didn't have those. I guess God was there. They didn't have no in-laws, I guess. God was the in-law, whatever. But I find it interesting because in Matthew 2:24, it says, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And, you know, it's interesting because in ancient Israel, a son did not necessarily move away when they got married. He lived near his parents because he would inherit his father's land. But when it says he left the parents, he left in the sense of putting his wife's welfare before that of his parents. And I think that's the part that's really important and people wrestle with, because leaving don't necessarily mean you can't live in close proximity. Although I would suggest people get as far as away as they can. But different families have different dynamics. But I think where the challenge is the welfare of that, of your wife, or the welfare of your husband. Now that becomes, you know, more important. That is ahead of your biological family. So when you understand it that way, you know, and you walk that out, you know, you don't, you know, it decreases those challenges you face with in-laws. But I have seen often, more often with men, you know, mama boys, where they kind of put the welfare of their mama above their wife,
or come on, you know.
And then is this big challenge. I was watching some, you know, they had these shows on, some show I was watching when they actually was dealing with this. I think it was Dr. Phil or something. But this guy, it's like he was a mama's boy, and he literally would, like, he was basically putting his mom welfare it was before his wife, yeah. You know, and that's a problem. They were on the board, you know, on the verge of separation. It was wow. very difficult. So that's just a huge challenge.
Yeah. Would you say the problem is people don't want to let go of the one relationship in order to build the other?
I would say yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like when you move out of the house, you mm-hmm. have to not only move your items, mm-hmm. but you need to remove your emotions.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like everything need to move.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you don't love. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you don't communicate, mm-hmm. but you need to understand that when you become one, then what you're doing is that you're releasing one relationship in its sense, in its role, in order to build the other relationship, to get to know husband, get to know wife, to become that one. It's not just sexual, but it's every part, you mm-hmm. know, it's health, it's emotions, it's everything. I'm getting to know you because you have two different people coming from two different backgrounds, becoming one, mm-hmm. that's already could be a challenge within itself. So to add in the pressure of voices, outside voices, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later, mm-hmm. that could definitely become an issue within the marriage. And that's the reason why it's important to understand the role, to mm-hmm. get, you know, marriage counseling
mm-hmm.
before you even say I do, because there are things that, you know, you need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Position. You need mm-hmm. to understand, you know, mom don't need to have a say in your household. Dad mm-hmm. don't need to have a say mm-hmm. in your household, because if you trust that God has blessed you with a man that loves you and that mm-hmm. will, you know, take care of you, then you don't need to question whether or not mm-hmm. if he's going to have you in his best interest. Yeah. So you don't need the outside voice to give an opinion
mm-hmm.
because God has already given it to the head of the household.
Yeah. And as you were saying, I was thinking about this too. That's why it's so important to cut every tie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to be willing to just step out and trust God. And because see, what happens too is when there are still financial ties.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I'm saying? If there are financial ties, if a person is paying your rent, or if it's some kind of, you know, line there, like a financial lifeline still mm-hmm. connected to your parents in some way, people tend to be like, okay, I'm paying this, or I'm still doing this, so I have a say-so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you have to be very careful of that, because you have to just cut all those lines. And it may be some suffering. It may be some difficulty because of
that.
But
it makes you strong.
But it makes you strong.
Right.
That's right. Because, you know, as we all know, diamonds are, they're not made and you know, in sunny and beautiful,
mm-hmm.
you know, environments, but a diamond is made in difficult, dark, earthquake, pressure, mm-hmm. you know, and marriages that are beautiful, you know, you have to be willing to go in those tough spots. And that may even be said, you know what, mom, you know, we don't need this assistance anymore, or, you know, you have to be willing to just step out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even in a situation that, you know, you might be up against that Red Sea and be like, okay, God, you know, I'm going to just have to trust that you're going to open this thing up for me. But that's going to make your marriage stronger.
Right. Let me ask you this. Okay. So let's dive into something a little bit different. We talked about having outside voices.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on, you know, people outside of the marriage giving opinion? Now, there are some times when there's an opinion that is healthy, but then when do you decide that this is not? Because when it's coming from a close relative, then you don't know when to cut it off.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to offend. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And that can be, you know. So let me hear your thoughts on that.
Well, interesting. Very interesting. I think that you have to just have this. You really have to just let. What are you about now? The welfare of your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. That's what it's all about now. And the scripture that comes to mind is in Matthew 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, when Jesus, he talked about, you know, he came not to bring peace, but a sword, mm-hmm. to separate a, you know, mother, I'm kind of paraphrasing, separate mother from a father-in-law, mother from a, you know, daughter, et cetera. And I think it, with that, you really have to look at, is this unqualified allegiance we have to Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, and this, and I, the reason I use that scripture, bring that up, is because you have to be willing to, some relationships are going to be severed,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's going to be severed because of your allegiance now to your spouse.
Right.
So if someone's feelings get hurt, or, you know, someone get offended, you know, you have to be willing to just step out on that, you know, and deal with it and face
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you are now leaving and you're cleaving. So I would say that it's dependent on what the situation is.
Right, because there are times when a spouse,
if it's good counsel,
I mean, yeah, if it's, you know, yeah, cool. If it's good counsel, then definitely. I mean, you would know if it's coming from a good place. You know, you know what is coming from a good place. But my thing would be, before going to people, go to your knees. Go in your prayer closet and go and pray first. And the reason why I say that is because the Spirit of God will definitely give you a calmness and a peace before you go involving other people into your relationships. You know, because if you do something to me, right, God can work on my heart to forgive you, whereas family members will hold that over your head for the rest of your life. And it, you know what I'm saying? And that can just be outside negativity that you definitely don't want to bring into a marriage, especially when you build it up. Now, mind you, I was just thinking about, even from a standpoint of, you know, in-law drama, and it's not always drama. You have some good in-laws. I don't want to mm-hmm. just paint it all negative, but you know, if you have a conflict, say between your spouse, like say, a husband is having an issue with his mother-in-law. As a mm-hmm. wife, it's I would say for you not to side so quickly, because you're used to mama, and I know how mama is, and right. I'm, you know, that could cause, you know, conflict seriously within your marriage, because number one, you already placed your mom above your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's like, you may know how mama is, but that does not excuse the behavior. Same thing with a father. If a father is disrespectful, it's the same situation. But what I would say is that if your spouse is the one that's out of line, I would not correct my spouse in front of my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
You and I will go and have a private conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of respect, because that's something that don't need to be out in the street. Do that make mm-hmm. sense for what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, it completely makes complete sense. You know, the movie just keep coming back to my mind, Not Easily what? Broken.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because
Clarice.
Boy. But that's the thing. It's like, you really have to let go. I keep going back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let go of that relationship. And I don't even think it's wise to involve your parents at all
yeah.
when it comes to conflict or
brother or cousin,
none
or
of
auntie,
that.
Uncle.
You know, this is your marriage now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is something you're building. You know, go get counseling from an outside source, someone that's totally that's on the outside. Don't, you
right.
know, that's what, you know, it's good to have counsel from the outside, because people tend to, you know, show, always going to be partial when mm-hmm. it comes. Oh, that's my daughter. He did what? He said what? You know, yeah, mama, she did this, she did. What? Let me go. What? So what's her number? Mm-hmm. I'm about to go deal
with
her.
Vaseline.
Go get the Vaseline.
We always want to get greased yeah. up in the streets. No, sir. We're not
yeah,
going
but,
there.
But it's like, I think it's best to just keep your family out of it.
Because you
together.
Keep your family strong.
Right.
God has given you right. your family for a reason.
That's right.
He's given you your home
mm-hmm.
with a roof, doors, whatever, mm-hmm. walls, because this is your family, right? Now, mind you, if you are in a, like you were saying, if you are in a tough situation, right, and there is abuse involved.
Oh, yeah, that's a
whole different ball game.
Yeah.
then you definitely need to get help. Mm-hmm. But I still would be careful about who I share that information with. I wouldn't keep it to myself because right. that's dangerous. You right. definitely want to go and seek counsel, go seek help, mm-hmm. Get yourself in a safe place.
Right.
But, you know, but if it's just a mild disagreement, you know, I had a situation once, and I remember one time you and I had a spat. Mm-hmm. And I went and, you know, kind of shared my heart with a loved one, a family member. And it was like an automatic, because they love me, I could very well have been in the wrong. But because they love me, they're going to protect me and come after you. Mm-hmm. You follow mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's right. like a total tear down of Brian or Chris or whomever. Mm-hmm. And in your mind, all it is those seeds. I know he ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's just mm-hmm. all these negative seeds are just already adding into my frustration that mm-hmm. could definitely cause a bigger wedge. Mm-hmm. You know, find definitely. You a God-fearing, you know, individual that is older than yourself, mm-hmm. that's wiser than you, mm-hmm. you, that loves the Lord, you know, and that someone that you will feel safe with talking to. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, a complete stranger sometimes, somebody that's a friend, mm-hmm. but you know, family sometimes could make things a little messy. Mm-hmm. Now again, family could sometimes be a good thing, mm-hmm. you know, but you just got to know the balance.
Yeah, and because they're going to be partial. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You need someone that's going, because as I've heard people say this, and that you have one side, the other side, and the then truth. The truth, whatever. So the thing is, when you go to family like that, they're mm-hmm. going to see your side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they're not, it's, you know, they're not going to, again, be impartial. They're going to be partial. They're going to be like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. He said what? You know, so they're not going to think about, you know, the husband or vice versa, whatever. What, right. you know,
and again, like I said, whatever you do or whatever I do, you mm-hmm. go and share that. That's going to be in the back of their mind
yep.
forever. It's
yep.
not going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Because they're going to always be able to dig that up.
Mm-hmm. Then they looking at me sideways.
Yeah. You come to the next right. family event. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, sizing you up. Who you think you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it's just drama. So definitely make sure that you're careful about whom you share those things with. Now, this is something I do want to talk about mm-hmm. in a relationship between a husband and a wife. Say that you do have some type of disagreement. Disagreement is not a bad thing.
Right.
It's how you handle your disagreement. Your home should always be a safe place for you to be able to express your emotions and express how you feel. It should always be a safe place. You should never feel afraid to come to your spouse and be able to share things that are bothering you. And say if you do get into a heated discussion, because you love one another, the both of you need to decide, at least I'm coming to you and I'm talking to you. And mm-hmm. we definitely need to come to a middle ground of sanity and let me realize that I'm not talking to an enemy. I'm speaking to my husband. I'm speaking to my wife, mm-hmm. someone that I love, right?
Yeah.
This is me. Like when you become one, you're me, I'm you, you're mm-hmm. part of me. I wouldn't want to hurt myself, so therefore I don't want to hurt you. So if there's a situation in a marriage where a husband can't talk to a wife or a wife can't talk to a husband because you won't listen or it turns into something all out of whack, then there is something that you definitely want to address, because that, if any place, your home should always be a safe place for you to be able to share your heart.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And that takes humility mm-hmm. on both sides, patience, you know, love is kind, you know, that's the, you know, that's the tough stuff that we have to do, because when you've had a heated disagreement or mm-hmm. it's got tough, you know, you always have to circle back, you know, and make sure that you are listening,
mm-hmm.
because if you don't listen, or if you know, I'm just piggyback on what you're saying, you'll tend to go outside your home or run to mom or dad or sister or brother,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
so how should you listen? Should you listen mm-hmm. with your answer already? Let me get my comeback. what are you saying? Let me go on and get myself prepared. Or should you really listen?
Yeah. You know, I've suggested, and we, you know, we do this, or make an effort to try to do it. But I always say have a drive-through conversation. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when you go to a drive-through, you know, you tell them what you want, your order, and what do they do?
They prepare it.
Okay. When you go to
they repeat it back to you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, they repeat it. So you say, I'm getting a hamburger, some fries, and a large.
No, Coke. I'm sorry. I'm having a Caesar salad with a Diet Coke. Stop playing. I'm just Caesar.
Yeah, but basically, what happens is they repeat the order,
right?
And I think it's good in a relationship to repeat what if you say, okay, this is how I feel, and then before you even give a rebuttal or say anything, you should just say, okay, so this is how you feel. You feel this way.
Right.
Okay. That's just a really good listening, it's a listening exercise to repeat what the person said, because it really helps you to not think about what you're going to say mm-hmm. so fast. You know, you be thinking, okay, while you're talking, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be my comeback. But
right.
if I repeat it, and you practice that, it just opens you more up to really listen and give, a selfless response right. instead of a selfish response.
But the thing is, listening, but you don't need to be on your phone. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be watching television.
Yeah.
You don't need to be thinking about, because you need to put your phone down. That's why. You don't need to be thinking about how much ketchup you want on your fries. You need to have a clear mind.
Right.
Because when a person is expressing themselves, that is the most vulnerable time for them. Because mm-hmm. they're opening up themselves to someone who they love and someone mm-hmm. they should be able to trust mm-hmm. with their emotions. And mm-hmm. for you to clamber down on that. Just closes a door and make a person go outside of the marriage.
Right.
To a listening ear. So right. if you create that type of relationship with one another, mm-hmm. where I can feel comfortable sharing anything with you, even if it's something that rubs you the wrong way, because I love you, we can talk about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's something that we definitely want to think on. And then too, if somebody in your family don't like your spouse, don't try mm-hmm. to force that person right. to be around them.
You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
Yeah. Because you just got to lay it down.
Right.
And just say, look, mama, this is my wife. And if you don't, it come down to me choosing between you and my wife, I'm choosing my wife.
Exactly.
It's just that.
That's that line of order. And yeah. that's that respect.
Now, I know there's probably some people hear that out there. They're like, hold up a second now. Hold up. I ain't letting go of my mama. You talking about mama? Look, sometimes you just got to let go mama. And if mama truly loves you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mama understand.
And if daddy understand the mere fact that he's giving you, because mm-hmm. your father gives you away,
right,
or an uncle, whomever, if your father's not alive, or whomever that person is, give you away, mm-hmm. then they're obviously giving you into the hands of someone they trust. So I don't need you come and try to tell my spouse what he need to do.
Yeah, yeah. And you really have to exercise that too. That's easier said than done. Because I know as a dad, when I gave, my daughter gave Kenya away, it's tough because if you hear any, and they have done a really good, I think, Kenya, they've done really, really good at not mm-hmm. bringing their, whatever right. their weight to us. But that's just really tough. I couldn't imagine not wanting to, go check my son-in-law, my daughter come to me. What I'm saying? Everything in me, I'd be like, okay, I'm about to go jack this boy up. He done did this, that, we haven't dealt with that, but I can imagine how tough that is.
I know it. And there are times when you may have to have a conversation, a gentle conversation.
Yeah.
But not at the mere jump. But, just at the end of the day, understand that your spouse comes first.
Right.
You will, you should always honor God with your union. Mm-hmm. Times, that you want to defend family because you grew up with them. understand that God has now placed you, husband and wife, becoming one. Mm-hmm. You know, Ephesians just reminds us, you know, that we are to leave and to cleave.
There you go.
You know, leave and cleave. That means, like I told you before, when you move out of your parents' house, you mm-hmm. need to move your body,
come on.
Your items,
come on.
And your emotions. Everything need mm-hmm. to come on up out of that house.
Yeah. And then, and man, we will have to continue this episode another time, because yes. it's a whole nother. I was just thinking about that story when Jesus was in the he was somewhere after the description. Then the people outside was like, "Lord, you know, your mom and dad them outside."
Right,
he was
right,
like,
right.
"Who is my mother? Who right. is my father? Those who right. do the will of God."
Right.
And it's like, if your mom or your dad and in-law, if they not, you know, they're not in God's will if they are doing anything to impede
right.
the progress or to impede your marriage growing
right.
and being strong. And you have to just look, you know, you have to be willing to say, hey, who is my mother? Who is my brother? You know, right now, my allegiance is to God and to my wife or to my husband, and anyone that's going to push against that or cause conflict, they're not doing God's will.
And it's time to move on.
Come on now. And you just have to let people mm-hmm, go. Mm-hmm. It'll be all right.
It'll be all right. Hey, when you're right, Matt. Okay, sorry. But anyway, but I am so happy that you all were able to join us again on Tea and Conversations.
To talk about these in-laws.
These in-laws that we love.
That we love.
But we got to know our place.
But you got to know when to say mama, mama.
Mama, Auntie Becky.
Auntie.
Auntie.
And sometimes not answer the call. Just hit that. You know, hit that message, say, I'll call you back later.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get back at you.
And that's another thing. That's a whole nother conversation. We'll start later. The phone ringing and you spending time with your spouse, don't answer that phone. Mama can wait. So can daddy. All right.
Well, if it's Jesus
calling? If it's Jesus, he's already there. Hey, come on now. He right there with me.
He already in the conversation.
He already in the conversation. But anyway, we thank you for joining us again on Tea and Conversations. And we'll, you know, catch you next time.
All right. Y'all be blessed.